punk and the schooner. No one is punk. And the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner.
Indeed, Noise Punk and Dust Crooner, show number 22. I am Dust Crooner Gene. Who in God's name are you?
Oh, yo, I'm Noise Punk, yo. This is show number 22. That's double digit 22, baby. That's where we at right now. And today we got a
special guest.
And what is his name?
We always say that. His name is John Clark.
Hornist
extraordinaire.
Composer, French horn player. John, what you do a lot of things. You know, we're gonna give this to John. John Clark, welcome to the studio.
Welcome. Yes. How are you?
I'm just so delighted and thrilled to be here, I can't even tell you.
Oh, wait.
But I'm going to try anyway.
All right. Where's the cash we owe you, by the way? There you go. All right.
Well, then, we're going to start off with the usual question that Dust Crooner likes to ask his guests. Will you sleep with me?
What?
No, that's not the question. Sorry, Charles.
I need publicity, but not that much.
All right. You need some.
What? Why the hell are you doing what you're doing? What makes you do it? Do you like it? What started the whole thing?
I love it. I started hearing all this music in my head, and I
medicine for that.
I knew that I had to play that music. That's really what it comes down to.
Oh,
that's an interesting answer.
I mean, and they do have medicine for that.
Some people say they like music. John says it's a medical condition.
Well, we kind of said it, really. Okay, we're just putting words into our mouth.
Yes, yes. I've had the pleasure of playing with John and having John play my music.
I had the pleasure of conducting John.
Yes, and John is an extraordinary musician and one of the best French horn players I have heard.
Hey, anyone that can play above that limited F, dude, you're awesome.
Oh, you can play above the F?
Yeah, he sure does.
I dare to tread above the F on occasion.
Yeah.
It's... Yeah,
go figure. Now, me and John had an interesting thing about, because I said he plays the French horn, but you said that we shouldn't say the word French anymore.
Well, excuse me. It all depends on who you're talking to. If you're talking to French horn players, and I mean players of the French horn, not people who come from the ancient land of Gaul,
right.
You have to say horn. You may not call it the French horn, otherwise you're in big trouble.
I know.
If you're talking to laymen, and by that I mean people who don't play the French horn, you have to call it a French horn, otherwise they don't know what you're talking about.
Right, exactly.
Okay, I hope I'm expressing this. No, really, it's serious. Because in the International Horn Society, they have actually declared that the name of the instrument is the horn. It is not the French horn. Okay, and some people take this very, very seriously. But if you talk to people on the street and they say, what instrument do you play? And you say the horn, they don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It could be the horn from a car. It could be the horn of a...
Which a lot of the French horn players sound like they're playing.
Yeah.
Also, you know, the sax is often referred to in the jazz world as a horn also. I mean, isn't valve horn a more specifically acceptable term? Or what's your feeling on that?
No, that's misleading. I'm sorry, Dust Crooner.
Dust Crooner strikes again.
it betrays your actual extensive knowledge of musical history, because when valves were first introduced to the horn in the early 1800s, I think around 1820, it was called the Ventilhorn in German. Which means valve horn, and as opposed to the natural horn without valves, which is what everybody played before. And in French, cor à piston, and so on. I don't know about the other languages.
And as opposed to the horn that you use, the rectal horn, that's quite different.
See, I knew that was coming. Wop, 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 wop. Thank you, Jim.
Sorry, I should use a horn sound, shouldn't I?
You know, when in doubt, play music.
Okay, yeah. So we've been talking about, for those of you who are not sure what we're talking about anymore, including the Horn Players Society people.
Or the Valport, or the sax players,
we're
or whatever.
We're going to hear some music by John Clark featuring the horn. And John, which piece would you like to play first? On the spot. I'll give you some thinking music.
And stepping into the ring, he looks at his CDs right here. Right, that's the best. I can't do the character.
Which character?
Charles,
stop playing with your rectal horn.
What?
Here we go.
This is called "Song of Light." It's the title track of my very first solo album. Oh, I'm not going to say CD because it was recorded before the invention of the CD.
John's old.
This is called "Song of Light." I'll tell you more about it later if you want to hear it.
Charles announced
and
it.
I don't forget how many minutes it is, but you may want to fade it out in the middle, or
maybe we won't. Maybe we don't feel like fading it out in the middle. So here it is, "Song of Light" by our guest John Clark here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Oh,
Yes, indeed. John Clark's Song of Light by our guest John Clark here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
I said it twice.
I just said it. You, of course, composed and played horn, but who were the other players?
I think you played
well?
Two horns, right?
There's two tracks of myself. Michael Cochran on piano, Ron McClure on bass, Victor Lewis on drums.
Oh, wow.
Cool. Here on Noise Punk and Dust
Crooner. Sounded great, man. That was hot. That was hot, y'all.
Yeah.
We're grooving, we're chilling.
E major all the way. Just like, say.
A lot of E major.
Yeah. Just showing off.
E major makes Charles horny. That's
right. Now, that's supposed to be funny, but we don't know why.
Now.
But,
I'll tell what I know about a little bit that John played with the great Gil Evans, so please tell us something about this.
Did you have fun?
There are no words to describe how much fun it was. It was really, really fun. And I really miss Gil, and I think about him all the time. I wish I had learned more from him than I did. But fortunately, I did learn a couple of things, and hopefully they will help me in the future to be a better musician.
He died in 1987?
I believe that's correct.
1988. 1913
Eight.
Through 1998. Gil
88.
Evans.
88.
Thank you. You want to read the bio? Gil Evans. Oh, no. All right.
I could.
I have this CD here called In Memoriam, Gil Evans, Monday Night Orchestra, Bud and Bird. And this is a CD John just handed to me. And here we have a bunch of tracks, and one of them is by John Clark.
So what? This was done in 1998, which means, what, the 10th anniversary of his death? Is that the purpose, or...?
The record was maybe released in
88.
He died in 88.
I don't know in the record. How do you know in the record?
Wait a second. No, he was alive when we recorded this. So, wait a minute.
What's called In Memoriam?
Well, it was released, I guess, after his death. But he definitely is playing on this.
All right.
So this is Groove from the Louvre. This is my tune. And, Groove from the Louvre. And what can I say? It's the Gil Evans Orchestra.
Here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Our guest, John Clark, and his Groove from the Louvre, performed by the Gil Evans Monday Night Orchestra here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Yeah, man, that was hot, man. We had a lot of solo. We had a great solo by John Clark. And tell us about what you did with the horn. It was like a strange horn sound.
Yeah, very unique sound there.
At that time, I used to play the horn amplified. The band really was a very loud playing band. And, you know, the French horn isn't exactly a very piercing kind of instrument. I felt at that time I really needed some help volume-wise. So I started carrying amp around and using a whatever kind of was the best kind of pickup available at the time. I think we were all using these Barkus Berry pickups. And then once I was doing that, I thought, oh, well, why not try some effects? So I had an effect unit. I had a digital delay and a multi-effect unit that I mostly would use a flanger-type sound and a harmonizer. I had a bunch of presets with different intervals, and sometimes I'd use an octave higher or an octave lower. And
sounded cool.
And
man,
I used that for quite a while, but I abandoned it at a certain point because I felt it was really getting me away from playing the horn. You know, I was just like too busy messing with wires and making sure that I had the right level and I could hear enough of this, and I had my pedals all, and I just wasn't paying enough attention to actually producing a tone on the horn.
You mean like from a classical acoustic sort of way?
Something like that.
Or like a Richard Strauss Ein Heldenleben quote.
Yeah, well, it's not that I really was getting away from a traditional horn sound, because I never was going for that anyway.
Yeah.
I was just going for a me sound. Mm-hmm. Me, it's all about me. No, I wanted a unique individual sound, and I still do, but I felt like that stuff was kind of taking me away from that, mm-hmm. and I really wanted to get back to my sound. And I haven't, I mean, I use a mic when I need amplification, but I never use effects anymore. Because I just I want to just develop my sound. I want to keep developing my sound. When I hear a recording, sometimes I like the sound, sometimes I don't. I want to like it all the time.
Right. So
talking to Mike Charles, nobody
could hear you. Yeah, I was about to.
Unlike John, who could produce a sound without his horn, nobody could hear you.
You know,
without his pedals and stuff.
So,
Charles, I wish thanks I could for calling it a horn and not calling it a French horn.
That's it. I'm done with French horn. I'm not even French fries are now fries.
Freedom fries.
No, that's ridiculous. That's
freedom fries.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah.
What about if you have a French person and he plays the horn? What do you call that?
Well, you got a problem there. You got some real potential for confusion there.
Exactly.
By the way, let me just mention that English is mm-hmm. the only language in the world that it's called the French horn. Huh? Mm. Think about that for a second.
Okay.
In every other language, it's called the horn.
So basically, we are naive sons of bitches, is what you're pointing.
I don't know. We got something kind of screwed up.
Yeah.
Deep thoughts with John Clark.
Well,
the only language that calls the French horn a French horn.
It's well, it's
English.
Like we don't use. I mean, you can go a step further. We don't use the metric system. Well.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, my father always points out, who needs a metric system? This is an inch, pointing his thumb up in the air. This is an inch.
I like to measure things by the king's foot.
What?
That's how we had the king's foot. It was a foot. And
well, you know, in the 70s, we tried to do the metric system too, remember?
Yeah, for about 10 minutes.
And cars even had a double speedometer thing, and there were some traffic signs even that said, you know, so many kilometers, and they just gave it up. I mean, it was such a great beginning, and who said, okay, don't do this
anymore? I don't like the metric system.
You don't?
I don't know why. I have no opinion on it, I guess.
Well, it's fine not to know it if you're in America, but if you go anywhere else in the world, you don't know how far it is to the nearest McDonald's.
I make them
McDonald's.
Say it in feet and miles.
What are you, a Republican? Or
silence!
What's next?
Next is I rip you on your asshole.
You know...
Oh, sorry.
It's
oh, wait,
a common
wait a minute.
Okay, he says it all the time.
No,
it goes in and out the other
it
ear.
That way. I'm gonna
any opening he jumps into.
I wish Charles had an effect that I don't have to hear his voice so loud all the time.
Shut the hell up!
John handed me a CD, which I think it's an album of his own. It's in German, though, so... What's this?
No. It's just that's some graphics on the cover that's in German.
Oh,
it is a label that was based in Germany, CMP Records.
Well, anyway, the album looks really cool, and I requested this tune that John Clark, Dave Taylor, Franz Clark, and myself played a concert Franz Hackel, I don't know. Franz Hackel and myself played a concert in Austria, in this castle, right?
And you played the bejesus out of it, too.
Thank you. And we played this very hip. Thank you.
You can get your money in the mail.
Yeah,
money's in the mail. And the piece is called, well, can you give me the, I'm going to mispronounce it, so you might as well just pronounce it.
Il suono delle ragazze che ridono.
Means Charles has a very wide...
No, sorry. Tell the truth, Gene.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me what it means.
Damn right.
The sound of girls laughing.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Charles has a very small penis. It's exactly the same title. It's also known as Sound of Girls
I've never
laughing.
Heard this before in my life.
Okay, no. Anyway, it was a very hip tune, and it was in my head for days, and I had to go and listen to Don't Worry, Be Happy to get it out of my head.
So. When my daughter Sandy was in high school, she and her friend Thelma used to be on the phone all the time, and when they would talk, they would either... be speaking in Pig Latin, which I taught Sandy how
Sabin
Nebi Wabitabuk Abin Pabik Labitabin, like that.
Oh, right.
And so they would do that, but they got so good at it, they would do it so fast, and then they would start laughing. And they just would, the two of them would be laughing hysterically, and this would go on and on and on and on. How could you not write a tune?
You have to write a tune about
that.
Well, this album has John Clark on French horn, Jerome Harris on guitar, Anthony Jackson on contra, bass guitar, Kenwood Denmars on drums.
Kenwood Denard.
Lou Sullivan on trumpet, Alex Foster on sax, and Dave Taylor on bass trombone. I don't know how many people are actually on the song from here, but this is the people on the album.
All those guys are on the tune.
Okay, yeah, good.
There you go.
So these are some hot players, some hot album. John Clark writing it up is going to be hot. Check it out. Charles announced it. Ah, fuck it, I'll do it. John Clark, peace, El Srono. Here we go. Do it! We'll be right back.
Il suono delle ragazze che ridono. By our guest, John Clark, here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner. John Clark, of course, at the French horn, or the horn. Sorry, horn. It's listed French horn here on the album. I was reading it. Excuses, along with a variety of other wonderful players, including Lou Soloff, Dave Taylor, Jerome Harris, Anthony Jackson, Kenwood Dennard, and Alex Foster, of course. Hello. Indeed, here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner. Fantastic.
I got some wine up in this bitch, and now we're listening to some music is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, what are you doing, Gene?
What is he saying?
Gene?
I'm looking for a French horn sound on my...
Horn!
I'm getting horn hip.
Yeah, of course that was coming, but anyway.
Why don't you talk to our guest, John Clark, while I look for my horn sound? What are you looking at me for?
The responsibility for that? Question, actually. Your arrangement, I assume...
Yes.
It's his tune, man. Yeah, I mean, what? What are you doing?
It's his tune.
I know it's his tune.
So why would he have somebody else arrange his tune?
Some other people. What? You think? Do you think Johnny Mercer wrote arrangements?
Shut up and play your rectal horn.
Da 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 da.
I'm playing my French horn.
Who cares?
I care. I play French horn too. I'm a synthesizer.
All right, Dad. You're distracting me, man. Stop it! What do you want? What do you want me to ask?
Okay, John. What is the next piece you're gonna play? Yeah. What are you?
Okay, I was getting to that.
Stupid crooner.
What do we want to hear now?
I'm gonna play you a song that I don't play on. I wrote this. I wrote it for Dave Taylor and Jim Pugh for their next album. I think maybe someday it's going to be released.
Yes.
Name of this tune is L1011. And it's Dave Taylor, Jim Pugh on bass trombone and trombone. I wrote the drum track, and my son Trevor did the programming.
Ooh.
Of the drums. So this is something that's never been released.
All right.
However, it has been recorded, and you are one of the very first to ever hear it.
And what is L1011, incidentally? A room number or?
Airplane.
Is this a world premiere?
I have no. Live? Well, yeah, sort of. I guess it is.
It's the first time it's been on any public medium.
Yeah.
All right, it's official.
Hey, listen to my horn sound.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Well, remember
the most awful sounds I ever heard in my life. Stop it.
We'll remember for the next 10 seconds. But anyway.
Okay, Charles, can you announce something? Can you do something useful? Trying to look for my horn sound. What do I get? We got wine up in this bitch.
F sharp. L1011 by our guest, John Clark. World premiere on the first time any public forum will be hearing it. At least for. Right?
World premiere!
Sort of. Here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner.
Thank you.
Music of John Clark here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. We heard at first L1011, and just for the hell of it, we snuck in 747, both distinguished planes in our world right now. The latter track, they were both played by the Pew Taylor Project, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
All right, Charles, that was a little sloppy. Try it again. I don't know, man.
Take two.
Maybe Charles messing up the announcements with it.
I didn't mess up diddly.
You messed it up. I'll play it back for you.
Oh, yeah, sure.
John, we've been digging to hearing your music. And we thought that to end, it would be cool just to have the horn represented. And I said, do you have a solo horn piece? And John says, well, I have a horn piece with six horns. So it's even six times as good.
Well, describe. Tell us about this piece.
Six moods. It's in six sections. There's six horns.
Six.
It's the same harmonic progression in each one. So it's like a theme in variations, I guess you could call it. I never thought of that before.
Ooh, revelation here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Don't call it that.
Don't call it revelation?
No, don't call it theme in No, you can call it Revelations. Theme and Variations.
Theme and Revelations.
Theme and Revelations. Now that's what we're talking about.
No, wait a second. Well, maybe you're worried that he's not going to obey the form specifically? That's your problem. He hates old terms like
symphony. I'm worried that you're going to talk to me. Now stop it.
Listen. He hates terms like symphony because he feels that most composers in the 20th century have ignored the form that it was based on. So you're worried that this piece that we're about to hear will ignore the theme. Shut up, man.
Mr. Wagner, do you spell your name with a V or a W?
Nine! W! No, it's, you get the joke. Beck, I can't tell the...
Six Moods by John Clark.
Hi, Charles.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner, you idiot.
Thank you.
Six Moods by our guest John Clark, and indeed it is a theme in variations, regardless of how a Gene thinks in terms of the
title. But it's such a boring title, theme variations.
I don't
six
care.
Moods,
it's an accurate.
It's
title.
A nice title, and it makes sense. There are six horns. Each one has a different mood, even though they're all the same, John Clark. But but if there's six different players, they would have six different moods.
But it would indeed not be inaccurate to call it Six Moods, Theme and Variations.
Yeah,
it's a play title. Don't call it. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
All right, let's call it an airplane. Hypercup.
Well, okay, that's fine. That's better. It's kind of like the French horn thing.
No, horn.
We get
horn.
No, I'm saying it's kind of like the French horn thing.
Yes.
You're getting rid of the French, because the title is not really accurate. Now, this could be a theme of variations,
so
but
you
not...
want to get rid of something, so let's just call it moods.
Moods is good. No. What's that? I hear something.
Is that a cell phone going off?
Yeah. No, it's somebody's calling John.
Let's see who it is.
Who is it, John?
We don't mind.
It's the Horn Society that heard us say French horn.
Yes. Is it Taylor?
No.
He has other friends besides Dave Taylor.
John. He does?
Well, John checks his phone.
Sorry, I didn't punch the button in time.
Oh.
Missed it.
Yeah. It was a gig, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think... Should we play something else? Or,
yeah,
or
one more.
One more? You have anything else?
Yes.
Let's finish the show with one big bang.
If you have a big bang.
Play Blueberry Hill.
Please. Charles, nobody could hear him.
Oh, sorry, play
if
what?
You don't.
Blueberry Hill from that same... The
I lost
that
my
one.
Harmony. Three!
You're not worth it.
Come on, do one harmony.
I
lost my
three!
Kind of noticed that.
G. Yeah.
I found my thrill.
What'd I say?
You said you lost your thrill.
Interesting.
Very telling.
Nice funk lost his thrill on
Noise.
Blueberry. Why don't you harmonize with me, Crooner?
You're not worth it.
Crooner, you're fired. Alright. Blueberry Hail by John. Well, what is this for? Is
it made popular by the great Fats Domino?
Yeah,
written by a bunch of guys who used to write songs, and performed nice. In this case by an all horn group called Confluence. This is arranged by myself for four French horns. Yeah, four.
Four.
You're asking
French
me
horns.
And drums.
Here.
Drums.
I'm asking you, Dust Crooner.
Yes, sir.
You're really prissy. Today, aren't you?
Oh, well, you know, me and my French horn. Here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner, Blueberry Hill. Thank you. What a fantastic way to end. The classic song Blueberry Hill, written by the great Fats Domino and arranged here and performed with the great John Clark.
And announced by the fat Charles Coleman. The great Fats Coleman.
You know
the
it.
Girl, Fats Crooner.
Yeah, the Sorry. Bigger the cushion. Don't answer that. Anyway.
You want me to... All right, anyway, John, okay, we got to get off this nastiness. Thank you very much for being our guest. And let's just talk about what you have coming up. Tell us something.
Huh? Noise Punk, I'm going to be going home and get by the phone and hope it rings really soon.
Call John Clark, even if you don't have a kid. Just call him. He needs a friend.
Well, we should talk about our composers.
One thing we're doing is that the composer, I produce this concert every year for the Composer Concordance, and this year in March, we don't have an exact date yet, but I got the B3 Trio, which is John Clark, Franz Hackel, and Dave Taylor, and I'm going to get 10 composers to write you each a piece, including, I'm going to get you a composer to write a piece, and 3 pieces by you guys.
Beautiful.
Yeah, right.
No, so it'll be 11 pieces, 11 new, or I don't know if you guys want all pieces, right. 5-minute pieces.
Right. I'll be in there somewhere.
We're trying to get Joe's Pub, but they're not calling me back.
Idiots.
Must be because they shit in their bathroom all over the place and then clean it up, motherfucker.
How do you really feel?
What am I saying? Anyway, I also just wrote John Clark a piece, and I'm hoping this year somewhere to premiere it.
That's what I have coming up.
Later, we're going to premiere that piece.
I'm going to be practicing a lot.
He's going to be practicing my piece, because it's hard.
Because I'm not going to be sitting down to sight read that piece at the gig.
Right.
I'm
going to
be
no.
shedding that tune.
I don't know how to write for horn, so all my pieces are hard.
I don't know.
Confession here on Noise Funk and Das Crooner.
Sorry.
Thank you, Gene. Like, we really need that.
Sorry. Okay. Well, this was show number 22. Charles, say something.
Yeah, show number 22. John Clark, thanks for coming up.
Thank you, Mr. Crooner and Mr. Punk. This has been wonderful. I really enjoyed it. I look forward to your next show.
Great. Oh, and here's the theme music.
And until next time, noise to you!
Noise Punk and the Scooner. Noise Punk and the Scooner. Noise Punk and the Scooner. Noise Punk and the Scooner.